After a year of hate speech and crimes against Asian Americans, some people in the country are recalibrating how they feel in their own communities. Correspondent Anna King talked with two best friends in the Tri-Cities.
The three of us sat down outside on a sunny May morning to talk about this past year.
I am Danielle Kleiss. I'm 36 years old. All of the stereotyping, hey, you're a bad driver, do your parents own a dry cleaners, do all Asians are lumped into this one category, or assuming things about me because of the way that I look.
I am Misty Myers, and I am 40 years old. I have had experience of Asian hate growing up and being categorized, you know, and targeted based off of once people know that I am of Japanese descent, that has been used against me. And I have been targeted because of that. And when I say attacks, I don't necessarily mean just physical. I mean the verbal attacks as well. One of the very instances, and I don't even think my family or my husband knows this story, but I was probably very young in my college career, freshman, maybe a sophomore. So I was in the corner and we were, I think, joking because I was the only Asian there and ha ha ha, we were making these funny jokes. Somebody released, and I can't remember those details of that I was Japanese. And this guy who I didn't know that we were playing this game with right across from me started verbally attacking me and saying, you know what, my grandpa shot your people in the war and he would hate you. And if I brought you home, he would kill you. And nobody did anything. So one, this kid attacked me. And then two, nobody in the room came to my defense.
Here's Danielle again.
I think I've been pretty lucky and blessed in my life where I haven't been around that. But I've had things that have made me feel bad about myself. But I guess it's in my own giving people a benefit of the doubt where I don't think that they're being mean. When I was in college, I remember getting my first C, and my professor who it was a sociology class. He looked at me and he goes, but you're Asian. You shouldn't get C's. And we like laughed about it. But then I felt really bad about myself.
And here's Misty again.
We were still in Packwood actually when the pandemic hit. Just to see my husband kind of process through what I've been experiencing and learning over the last year. And he really didn't react positively to my cautiousness about going out by myself and things like that. He's always known me to be this very independent person who could care less where I am and have, you know, but because of what was happening in the media and the China virus and, you know, people being verbally or physically attacked on the street because they were Asian and being told to go back to their country. I was really scared.
Misty and Danielle say they don't define themselves as Asian Americans first, but as human beings. And that's how they wish the rest of us would see them. I'm Anna King.